Evolution and Mandatory Lab Exam Version B. Question number one. Most species on Earth have changed through time. This change is known as 1. Isolation. 2. Geology. 3. Ecology. 4. Evolution. Question number two. In the early stages of development, the embryos of dogs, pigs, and humans resemble one another. This observation suggests that these animals may have 1. Common ancestry. 2. The same blood components. 3. A similar number of chromosomes. 4. Similar habitat requirements. Question number 3. The theory of biological evolution includes the concept that 1. The smallest organisms are always eliminated by the larger organisms within the ecosystem. 2. Species of organisms found on Earth today have adaptations not always found in earlier species. 3. Individuals may acquire physical characteristics after birth and pass these acquired characteristics on to their offspring. 4. Fossils are the remains of present-day species and were all formed at the same time. Question number 4. The different tools used during the Beaks of Finches lab represented 1. Nest construction adaptations. 2. Feeding adaptations in finches. 3. Variations in ecosystems. 4. Variations in seed size. Question number 5. The diagram below shows a comparison of nitrogen-based sequences in the DNA of some organisms to those of the human. Millions of years ago, we see the ancestral primate. Present day, we see the human, chimpanzee, gorilla, and orangutan. According to this diagram, humans may be most closely related to the 1. Ancestral primate, 2. Gorilla, 3. Chimpanzee, 4. Orangutan. Question number 6. Which statement is not part of the concept of natural selection? 1. More individuals are produced than will survive. 2. Variation occurs among individuals in a population. 3. Genes of an individual adapt to a changing environment. 4. Individuals that possess the most favorable variations will have the best chance of reproducing. Question number 7. Which statement represents the major concept of the biological theory of evolution? 1. A new species moves into a habitat when another species becomes extinct. 2. Every location on Earth's surface has its own unique group of organisms. 3. Present-day organisms on Earth developed from earlier, distinctly different organisms. 4. Every period of time in Earth's history has its own group of organisms. Question number 8. Darwin's theory of evolution is based on 1. Transmission of acquired characteristics. 2. Variation and natural selection. 3. Spontaneous genetic mutations. 4. Use and disuse. Question number 9. Which factor is least likely to contribute to an increase in the rate of evolution? 1. Chromosomal recombinations. 2. A long period of environmental stability. 3. Environmental selection of organisms best adapted to survive. 4. Presence of genetic variations in a population. Question number 10. The American toad breeds earlier in the spring than the Fowler's toad does. Therefore, they do not interbreed, even though they often live in the same habitat. Which conclusion could best be drawn from this information? 1. The two species do not interbreed because of geographic isolation. 2. The two species do not interbreed because of a form of reproductive isolation. 3. Fowler's toad has a higher rate of survival than the American toad does. 4. Adaptive mutations occurred more often during the evolution of the American toad.